Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our next guest is the host of the Three and Out podcast. He's also a former NFL scout with the Eagles, and he is an excellent follow on Twitter at John Middlecoff. And John joins us right now on the show. John, good afternoon to you. How are you?
What's going on, guys? How's it going?
Well, getting ready for this big Raiders game coming up on Sunday, and big because, well, the Browns are, believe it or not, sniffing the playoffs as far as being 5-2. They could use another big win before the break. I guess the first question I wanted to ask you, John, was if we go back to last week and maybe even 2 weeks ago, Baker Mayfield looked terrible against the Steelers, and Cincinnati, the quick pick on the first series, and then Odell Beckham Jr. goes down on that series, and Baker just, I mean, he was on fire the rest of the way. So as you can imagine, one of the questions being tossed around here is Baker more comfortable and more at ease running the offense without worrying about making one guy in particular happy? Now, we're not saying that they're better without OBJ. That's ridiculous. But do you think there's something to be said for Baker being more comfortable not having to worry about that aspect of it? What say you on that?
Well, I don't think we can find out in one game, just because Cincinnati, when he goes down and then the terrible first quarter, like, they just needed Baker to get hot. Like, he might have just got hot if Odell was out there too. Like, there was just a little bit of desperation mode. You lose the Bengals, you know, the playoff talk would sound a little bit different this week. I mean, everyone on the field feels it. You know, to me, if he has another game, now the Raiders defense isn't great, but if he bounces back, right, what did he have, like 5 touchdowns last week? And obviously the game winner. I mean, he looked shades of the guy that was a big-time prospect coming out of Oklahoma, the accuracy on the down-the-field throws, which I would imagine the people have been killing him in Cleveland, because the accuracy has not been great. He's been thrown to the other team. You know, I mean, the biggest thing of him coming out to me was, like, his comp was Drew Brees. Elite accuracy, big-time decision-making, and he was a little bit of a playmaker. And that's what we saw against Cincinnati. Now, Cincinnati's probably going to win 3 games max all season. This Raider team, you know, is a kind of a fringe playoff team, just like the Browns. And to me, when the good quarterbacks that have played the Raiders have eaten them alive. And if he does that again, then, yeah, there might be something to, I don't know, if the weight's off his shoulders, if he's just more comfortable with not having to worry about the guy in the huddle looking at him, whatever it is. I mean, only probably he truly knows that. But there might not be a bigger personality when you just say Odell Beckham Jr. in the league. You know, for a guy that hasn't won a championship, hell, I don't think he's ever won a playoff game. But he is just, his fame, he's more famous than he is a good player, and he's a really good player. But I you just wonder if it's easier for this team to kind of come together without him. I think we'll learn that, not even just this Raider game, but over the next handful of games, and especially against, you know, some better teams, because that's really what Baker has struggled against, right? The teams that playoff-level competition. Like, in theory, the number one overall pick should light up the Cincinnati Bengals, right? Like, that should happen.
Yeah.
As cool as it was, and it was cool because he just needed it, but it shouldn't even be that close. But it's the NFL and division, so it's like, whatever. But he should have some big games against bad competition.
You know, back to your point about Odell, you know, people just, for whatever reason, like Bull, he's out today, but, you know, I've been trying to explain to him how difficult it can be. It doesn't make you like a bad person or a bad competitor because somebody's around you is just like this uber popular celebrity, bigger than life icon. You know, like, I just think Odell just draws that attention to him. Like, I played with T.O. in Buffalo, right? And, like, I've never really been starstruck around any of my teammates before. And, like, when he was, in like, walking around, I'm like, dude, you're, like, you're almost, like, a little nervous. And I just think Odell kind of brings that to the table. And if you've never been around that, it's hard to explain to somebody.
And I think it's with Odell, for example, like, we're watching Sunday Night Football. And Larry Fitzgerald is probably the complete opposite of someone who has huge fame and he's going to go to the Hall of Fame one day, but he kind of just feels like one of the guys. I think in a weird way Julio does. Now, him and Matt Ryan have been together for a long time, but you see a lot of these wide receivers that are just less of a personality, but that are star players. Devontae Adams, Keenan Allen, they just feel like one of the dudes in the huddle. Odell just doesn't. You know, and whether he was playing on New York, whether he was in Cleveland, whether if the Niners traded for him tomorrow, whatever team he was on, he would feel like that. And it just, like, is it fair to say that Jarvis doesn't really have that vibe? You know, he's been more productive in his career, and he's got a bunch of catches, but he's just one of the players. You know, he's a borderline Pro Bowler or whatever. And even Nick Chubb, like, it's just something different with Odell that I wonder if Baker also feels that, not even just forcing him the ball, but it just doesn't allow him to kind of play it like with ease, at peace is a weird way to say it. But again, I don't think we'll truly know that if the Cincinnati game was just kind of like an outlier, or that's something to, you know, that was actually something over the next month or two, right? You know, if they win 10, 11 games and Baker bounces back and has a really good second half to the season, I think that argument won't just be like an opinion. It might be a fact.
John Middlecoff is the host of the Three and Out podcast, also a former scout with the Philadelphia Eagles. Okay, John, so when you flip on film and you're watching Derek Carr over the last couple of weeks, and really the entire season, but 13 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, but the last 2 weeks, I mean, he's not afraid to get it downfield, and he's also securing the football, taking care of the football. How have things changed? What is kind of getting through to him that John Gruden has been trying to get through to him over the last couple of years? What are you seeing from him?
Yeah, well, I think his numbers look a little bit better than his play. Like, I don't think he's some dominant player. He has made good throws. Like, he's a talented player. Like, he has a big arm. He's a good athlete. To me, the biggest difference is they added Henry Ruggs, who is just a game changer. And he's made some big plays. Nelson Aguilar, who's been good for them, I think he had a big touchdown against Tampa. Darren Waller is, you know, one of the best mismatches in the league. Like, they have a ton of offensive talent. I mean, Josh Jacobs, who's kind of banged up, but he's a big-time running back. They have a lot of good players on skill guys. So if Derek is accurate with the football, guys are getting open. And they've dialed up some big plays. It's just, if you can pressure them, if you can kind of rattle them a little bit, it gets thrown off. And they don't do a great job of playing from behind. This game, you know, Tampa was just better. And I think the final score, a little deceiving, but that's just part. You lose 45-20, you lose 45-20. They'd be like, well, it was 24-20 in the fourth quarter. Yeah, well, you guys fell apart. And I think sometimes in these tight games that are big games, like last week, it can crumble fast on them. Now, they would say 2 weeks ago they played the Chiefs, and I guess it might have been three because they had a bye, and they played probably the best half of football they played under John Gruden. And if they play like that, their offense was humming, and their defense was fantastic. They're a playoff-level team. But they just it's hard for them to put together four straight quarters just because they lack talent at some key positions. Derek is just not a consistent player. But they definitely have when they're going to win, they're going to win scoring a lot of points. Like, they're not going to win games 19-17. You know, they're going to win games 34-28. And that's why I don't know what the weather is supposed to be, a little rainy this weekend. Might favor the Browns a little bit. And windy. Yeah, like, the one thing with Derek, he has a history of, and part of playing in the AFC West, that he's played a lot of games in December, in Kansas City in December. His record, I think, under 50 degrees, and I would just say inclement weather, windy, rainy, is terrible. And in fairness to him, right, from Bakersfield, played at Fresno, played at Oakland forever. I say the same thing about Jared Goff. Like, they're just – Tom Brady might be from California. He spent 4 years in Ann Arbor and then 20 in New England. Like, Aaron Rodgers, right? He's from California, but he spent almost you know, 15, 16 years now in Green Bay. I do think you get used to it, and it's hard when you play in these beautiful weather places. I think you saw it with Peyton Manning forever. I'm not comparing Peyton Manning to Derek, but it is hard for these quarterbacks that, you know, just aren't used to playing in the weather to all of a sudden expect to just against good teams. And I don't know how good the Browns are, but I think they're kind of like the Raiders, a team that could win 9, maybe if things go perfectly, 10 games in that playoff spot. If the Browns win this weekend, the Raiders are in major trouble for the playoffs. And if the Raiders win, I still think the Browns could make the playoffs. The Raiders would just be alive again.
John Middlecoff's our guest, host of the 3 and Out podcast, Colin Cowherd Podcast Network, former NFL scout. John, let me ask you about John Gruden, because a lot of people, including my partner on the show, not the show today, when Bull's in, Bull has been a Gruden hater, felt like he was over the hill and his old school ways were not going to work. How has Gruden fit in with Vegas, you know, now that he's been there a few years?
I just think when he came back to the Raiders in general, even before Vegas, like, he fits in great in Vegas because he's a star. You know, Vegas is a city of stars. Like, he's a star. A little like Odell, he's more famous right now than he is good. You know, like, he's not better. You would just think offensive coaches. He's not better than Andy. He's not better than Sean Payton. He's not better than McVay or Kyle. Like, you know, hell, Stefanski comes in right away. Now, in fairness, the Browns had a lot of talent on their roster, but you don't need to be Bill Walsh to watch Stefanski and be like, damn, this guy knows what he's doing on offense, right? It's like, this works. I think with Gruden, sometimes you just watch him and you go, you know, I waited 10 years for this. He's a little conservative. There are just times, like, he ran a fake punt last week against Tampa on his own 30 in the first half, and then in the fourth quarter, down 7 against one of the best defenses in the league when his defense isn't very good, on a 4th-and-1 at, like, the 17 in the red zone, he kicks a field goal, and then they ended up getting blown out from there. It's just, I thought he'd be kind of this gunslinger. You know, like, kind of like a crazier Andy Reid, Sean Payton, and that's just not really who he is. He's really, even though he loves offensive players and like, offense is his baby, he's really a little bit more like a defensive coach. Like, he's way more conservative than I thought. Now, in fairness, we hadn't seen him forever, and I think sometimes, like, your partner probably be a little right. I think he is wildly overrated right now. And on my Bay Area podcast, we talked about this weekend. I don't know how much Kevin Stefanski's making, but Kevin Stefanski, it took him, you know, like 12 years in the Minnesota organization to just become the coordinator. And then he became the head coach. He's probably just, you know, making $5, $6 million a year, which is great money, but relative to coaches, nothing crazy, and that's probably what he deserved. But this guy, I mean, I'd buy some stock in Kevin Stefanski. John Gruden's signed a $100 million contract, hasn't really sniffed the playoffs, and right now he loses the Browns, like, we probably kiss the playoffs goodbye. It's a pretty big disaster for the hype. And in fairness to the Raiders, think how many teams over, you know, the past decade tried to pay him huge money. His hype definitely exceeded what I think, like, the NFL films of him with the Raiders back in the late 90s actually was. And sometimes they say, like, go work on TV for a couple years and it ups your stock. I don't even think it's arguable that it up to stock. Because if you think about it, if we did got every GM in the league and we did a coaching draft, so the Jets, like, by the draft order, and every coach was on the free agent market, would John Gruden go in the top 15? Like, I don't think so.
Really good stuff. Again, John Middlecoff with the 3 and Out podcast, also former Eagles scout, and you can follow him on Twitter at John Middlecoff. John, great insight. We appreciate the time as always, and hope to do it again real soon. Thank you, bud.
Yeah. See you, fellas. Have a good day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.